Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Before we start Five on It, do you want to tell them what you just told me after hearing that sports minute?
What, the part about Aaron Rodgers being who I told you who he was and the fact that he's playing for his soul? He's a happily married man now. He's focused on his legacy, adding maybe another MVP to the ledger. All I know is this. They are Super Bowl contenders as of today.
He looked at me and put his hands around his mouth and whispered, Super Bowl contenders.
We're short on time, though, so we got to get into the five on it.
Five on
number one.
During his media availability Tuesday, Bears coach Ben Johnson said, quote, training camp is going to be a lot about building trust, unquote. Staying on the theme of building trust, whom do you trust the most in the Bears organization and their respective role, and why? And the question is really, who do you trust the most? Quarterback Caleb Williams, coach Ben Johnson, general manager Ryan Poles, or president and CEO Kevin Warren?
Is there an E option
or
an F
option?
Like
all
of the? No, I'm not sure. Is it like E would be all the above? F would be none of the above. Like, or can I just write in an answer? Or how does this work?
David Eckstein.
You would have to pick one.
I trust David Eckstein after his career.
Yeah. Out of those four people, though, Layla, I got to tell you this. I trust Ben Johnson the most. Because, like, he's got the best resume of all of those people as far as NFL is concerned. Even though he's never been a head coach.
One of them had succeeded at their respective objective.
Yes, the others
in the
NFL. I can't say others have succeeded.
I'm not taking away Caleb Williams' Heisman Trophy or his $10 million that he earned in college. Amazing. I'm not taking away his talent either. But when it comes to those four, and by the way, I think the report from the Tribune was that Kevin Warren is now moving to the north suburbs, or at least he bought a house. I would keep the pied-à-terre in the city if he's got one. He likes the city. Don't leave us, Kevin Warren. But point being, the stadium isn't built yet. I don't know how many cranes he needs to see in the air on his project. And I'm not mocking him. I'm actually speaking truthfully there. Ryan Poles is still an unproven general manager to me, which I've discussed. And the Let Poles Cook people hate it, but you hate me anyway, so... And then Caleb Williams, I still need more from. So, yeah, it's Ben Johnson.
We are in agreement.
Number two.
Luis Robert Jr. had a well-rounded evening that consisted of a home run, his first since May 3rd, an RBI double, and a very smooth sliding catch in center field in the White Sox 4-2 win over the Astros on Tuesday. Here's what he said after the game.
We went competing the whole season, but I think the biggest difference is that, you know, when we got back all the other players that were in the injury list, now we start playing like better because we have the whole team together now.
Those comments via translator Billy Russo. So, all that being said, do you think La Pantera is back on track?
I think there is nobody who needed yesterday more on the White Sox than Luis Robert. It was so refreshing to see. And I'm sitting here yesterday being like, I don't care if the White Sox get swept by the Astros. It's fine. Because it was fine to me. But that is not what happened at all. Luis Robert had an excellent game. He needed those hits more than anybody who had them as the Sox beat the Astros 4-2. And we also saw major league debuts. We got to see Grant Taylor come on in relief. We got to see everything we needed to see out of that Sox team. And also, there was some fun on the field. Did you notice Tim Elko having some fun with the tagouts at first base? We saw baseball joy out of the White Sox. And when he said that to Billy Russo, you could tell in the interview how much he appreciated all of that. And it made me very happy.
It's not just that they've won 4 out of 5 games for just the second time this season. It's that the one loss that they had the go-ahead run at the plate. The winning run was at the plate in the 9th inning of the game that they lost. This team is playing differently. And I know I said that before, and then they embarrassed themselves by getting swept by the Baltimore Orioles with no signs of offense. But
that was their best chance for a sweep. Let's be honest.
No!
That was their best chance for a sweep until they faced the Rockies.
July 4th through the 6th, they head to Colorado.
But don't regret the fact that you said that that was a chance for a sweep, because it absolutely
was. It was a chance. Not their best, though, because now they've got these rookies up, playing, balling, feeling good about themselves. You've got Grant Taylor coming in, throwing a quick scoreless inning, hitting triple digits on the gun.
Yeah, didn't he hit a hundo?
Yes. So, I think this is it. I think this is it. I think La Pantera is back, and here's what you need to know. There's 40 games between now and the trade deadline. White Sox are going to be above 500 in those 40 games, and it's going to be very bittersweet when Luis Robert Jr. gets traded.
Wait, it you is. Just said over 500
you
in those 40
me?
Games?
You heard me. 40-game stretch.
I love it. 40-game
stretch.
Hot take Marshall in this
segment. What a hot take.
What happened to you betting me a dollar that they weren't even going to win 46 and a half games?
I gave up that dollar. I said it would be a happy bet for me to lose. Remember when I said that?
See, this is how it starts, you know? But I also said I didn't care if the Sox got swept by the Astros. And I really didn't. I was just going to be happy to see both teams played hard, so to speak.
Also, speaking of dollars, I have $6 I need to collect.
I've got two in my bag for you after the show.
I'm just saying.
I got you, Robbie.
I'm Italian.
I'll go to the ATM.
Just watch out. Right.
Hey, don't lean into stereotypes. Lean into who you are.
That's right. I'm a nice man.
I see that crowbar, Robbie.
Number 3.
Oh, wait, how'd they get there? Huh? Okay, speaking of the White Sox, how can you not be excited about the future of the Chicago White Sox?
This is a very easy question to answer. I cannot be excited about the future of the Chicago White Sox because I understand that they're still not spending money on people. So let's say that they had this miraculous run. All the rookies pan out. Everything happens the way that you want it to happen. And we get to next season. Guess what? The ceiling is there because they can't get where they want to get to without spending money. And they don't spend money. Now, Justin Ishbia's involvement could be a trigger point to getting more. But tell me again when that has to take place. 2029 is the first opportunity for Jerry Reinsdorf to turn things over. And then if Jerry Reinsdorf is so inclined, as in he stays alive and says, I'm still good to go, 2034, you want me to wait another 9 years for an infusion of money? Nah, that's why you cannot be excited. Now, I am excited about the White Sox, but I just gave you the best reason why you could not be excited.
What he said. But also, here's the problem. Nothing ever plays out to your plan. Like, that's the acceptance factor that you have to realize in baseball, and you can, that's baseball at all you want, or whatever you need to say there. But realistically, that's just how this stuff works. It's why everything is an arms race, not just pitching. That's why you get as much talent as you possibly can. Colson Montgomery isn't up with this team, and I heard a whole lot about how he was supposed to be months ago. So let's consider that piece of it. Am I encouraged by the things I have seen? Yes. Excited, I am not there yet.
Still on pace to lose triple-digit games. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Number 4.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Four.
Last night, the Sky lost to the Liberty 85-66 and fall to 2-6 on the year. Angel Reese, though, had a good game with 17 points and 11 rebounds on 8-for-13 shooting. She and the team have struggled, and after the game, Angel Reese was asked a question which led to Ariel Atkins jumping in to speak her mind.
For all the scrutiny you do receive online and stuff like that, you know, what kind of message does a game like this send to them, as well as just the kind of momentum that this can build for you throughout the season?
Yeah, I obviously don't worry about what's going on online. I get so much love in person. I haven't ever had a negative encounter in person ever. And I've been going through this for 3 years. I've never had an encounter in person that was negative. So people online are behind a keyboard for a reason. And I don't worry about that stuff. I trust my work. My teammates trust me. And I was telling Mila today, like, she felt like she was having a rough day. And I was like, how many times have I had a rough day? And you picked me up. So don't get down on yourself. I know my teammates have my back, my coaches have my back, and that's all that really matters. I don't have to prove anything to anybody but myself and my teammates.
Second row on the left.
How old are you?
23.
I'm sorry. Can I say something? This is a 23-year-old kid, and the amount of crap that she gets on a day-to-day, and she still shows up. So whatever questions y'all got, like, about our team, basketball-wise, we appreciate it, but all the other nonsense, like, it's irrelevant. Like, we here to play basketball and do what we do. We having a hard time right now at the end of the day. Just a 23-year-old kid who handles herself with grace. Her crown is heavy. So whatever else, like, y'all want to come at her for the way that she acts, she has to build the wall. She has to have the wall. Because if she doesn't, people will break her down. Not only just because of the way she looks, but because of the way she carries herself. She doesn't just walk around and act like, oh, I'm this. No, she knows who she is. And we ain't going to break her down for that. So whatever other questions y'all got, like, I'm hoping it's just about basketball. Maybe a box score question, but the kid's crown is heavy. Like, respect that.
What do you think about what Ariel Atkins had to say right there?
I think it was important because so many times Angel Reese and other women basketball players are taken out of context. Let's eliminate the phrase basketball players are taken out of context. Well, other women are purposefully taken out of context. Other hosts on this show are purposefully taken out of context. We know who gets purposefully taken out of context more. That was a question that was posed to Angel Reese, and Ariel Atkins decided to back up her teammate. Did Angel have a horrible game, you know, against the Indiana Fever? Yeah, it wasn't her best game. She had 12 rebounds, but as we mentioned, she only had 4 points. Do you know that she still has a huge total of double-doubles already this season? She had 12-17 to open the season against the Fever, for example. She had 13-12 against the LA Sparks. She had 13-15 against the Phoenix Monarchs. She had another double-double with 17-11 yesterday. She broke the WNBA's record at the time for double-doubles with 23 when she passed Tina Charles' record of 22. When she has a bad game, it's big and people talk about it. But she's right. The keyboard warriors at some point have to also look at the other games where she's not on national television, and maybe you're watching the U instead and you see a little bit different of a performance there, and you have more context to what the game is, and understand that there's a different game you're watching in the W than what you're watching in the NBA. And the more we can point all these things out, the better.
What I'll say is Errol Atkins did a brilliant job of coming to her teammates' defense and using that platform, that moment, to make a statement even though she wasn't asked a question. Angel Reese is one of two players in the WNBA averaging a double-double. It's been a long and circuitous route for her to get to this point. Her and Jonquel Jones, the only two players averaging a double-double. Now, look, I'm not blind. That 35.8% field goal percentage, it needs to improve. You can't have a big shooting under 40%, especially where she's taking her shots. And she'll work on that. But there's been a lot of slander. There's been a lot of libel. There's been a lot of opinions from people who just got too much to say. She also needs to work on her turnovers. She turns the ball over 3.9 times a game. That's second in the WNBA. She's got plenty to work on, but let's keep it about basketball, basketball, and more basketball. Also, the player leading the WNBA in turnovers per game. Anybody want to guess who that is?
Is it Caitlin Clark?
Five a game. So just
because
leave
that's
you with that.
That's how the league works. Like it's a different game.
Number five.
Game three of the NBA Finals between the Thunder and Pacers takes place tonight in Indianapolis. Who you got and why?
Man, give me Halliburton.
Wow.
Give me Tyrese. I don't know if he's going to show up full force, but I think between him, between Pascal Siakam, between my favorite player in the series for sentimental reasons, TJ McConnell.
I wondered where you were going with that.
Yeah, you're like, who do you like in this series?
As a sentimental reason.
I think they can find a way to get it done. A miraculous game two, and I think the series is over in six. But I think they can get it done tonight. That place is going to be on fire tonight.
If there were ever a game for the Pacers to win, that's like their next win in the finals, their best chance out of the next series, it's definitely today. Like, that's how I feel about it. You come back. We saw what Gainbridge Fieldhouse looked like watching game two. They packed the house just to watch the game together. That crowd is going to be ridiculous. Here's the issue. We all sat there in the pre-show meeting and asked ourselves, why on earth did Oklahoma City ever abandon the double big lineup? We saw it deployed in game two, and that's what helped them win handily. Rick Carlisle is an excellent coach. I would argue that this is his best coaching year that he's had, and he has an incredible resume.
I don't know,
an NBA
man.
Finals
Mavs
to
run.
His name. I'm telling you, though, based on this team, no, I think that this is keenly watching that Mavericks team that I think had more talent, like, overall on the roster.
I mean, they had more talent at the top, but the other guys that Dirk was playing with?
But the dominance of Tyson Chandler was playing out of his mind at that time.
True. Okay, that's fair.
Like, and Jason Terry was incredible.
Jason Terry was
like,
on one.
That was a huge collection of talent that they had. So and Jason Kidd was still playing.
I would argue they were playing a tougher opponent than what Indiana's playing.
They were. That was the Super Team Miami team. So I think in this case, yeah, Indiana, your best shot is tonight, and
is frankly, that who you're taking then?
Rick Carlisle needs to show us what he can do, and he's been proven to do.
So you're taking the Pacers?
No, I still think that Oklahoma City wins in five.
Okay.
I'll be happy to be wrong on that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.